Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is the day of St. James the Elder, Apostle. We know his story from the Scriptures, how one day at the Sea of Galilee, Christ had come, and from a neighboring boat he probably watched in great amazement as his fellow fisherman, Simon, was told by the Lord, put out and brought home a draught of fish that were so large they could barely contain it. And then he saw Jesus say, come. And I wonder what James may have thought at that moment. Some sort of wonder, fear, hope? Will he come this way? And Jesus did. Stopped at the boat with James, his brother John, and their father Zebedee, as they were mending their nets, and said, come. James and John, without a word, according to the Scripture, left their father and went. James the elder, along with John and Peter, occupied a special place in the cadre of the disciples. They alone were there when Jesus raised Jairus' daughter. They were with him on the Mount of Transfiguration. Probably isn't strange, but it certainly is a little cheeky then when James and his brother John did come to Jesus and say, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, give us a place at your right hand and your left. They thought he was headed for a throne, not a cross. And when Jesus responded, will you be able to drink of the cup that I drink? They said, yes. All too soon, James did. Acts 12:1 tells us that King Herod Agrippa I made James one of the first martyrs of the church. I can't help but wonder if when the words we heard from St. Paul a bit ago from Romans chapter 8, words that mean so much in our life at a time of tragedy, if Paul didn't have in mind as well the many tragedies, the many martyrs of the church to that time, particularly perhaps James. It really made no sense. Jesus, the servant, certainly had died, but the message that the disciples brought from that Lord was one of service and of his redeeming humankind. And yet James and others died for taking the message. And whether it's the result of taking that message, whether it's the result of illness or danger or whatever else in our lives, those things seem to make no sense either. And we ask why. And through the ages, people have tried to give serious answers, and sometimes those answers somehow kind of are harbored somewhere down deep within our sinful selves as well. Some have said, well, God sends it all. He sends sorrow, and he sends joy, and you just live with it. But such fatalism somehow seems to say, well, God up in his heaven looks down on Don Sandman one day and says, I think you need a little trouble. So I'll stir it up a little bit. Others have said it's the result of sin, not a sinful world gone wrong. Certainly that is the case, but the sin that I have done. And that forgets the fact that that Lord who died on the cross for all died for me, that my sin is paid for. For Paul, as you heard what he said in Romans, for those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. Paul's saying that in the middle of all of this, what is important is that God has chosen us and he remains with us. We are not alone in all that happens in our lives. But he, having sent his son, makes him the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And so, in the middle of tragedy, in the middle of whatever happens in our lives, even as James came to that point where the sword was about to be administered, he had the assurance that that Lord who went to the cross and rose again walked with him, and he walks with us. That through it all, God will work for good. That he with us will finally bring his good and finally his glory of life everlasting out of whatever happens in our lives. And so we do not walk alone. It is not a willy-nilly existence we have. But whom he justified, he also glorified. And so nothing can separate us from that love, as Paul said, neither powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation. For we are his, and by his promise, he walks with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.